WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A helicopter crew rescues a badly injured hiker in Augusta County. The man who abducted a UVA student last October will serve at least 25 years in prison. And a new food pantry in Waynesboro aims to fill the gap while prioritizing dignity in food distribution. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, August 28th. A hiker in Augusta County was rescued by helicopter on Saturday after seriously injuring her back. The news leader reports the rescue happened along the St. Mary's Falls Trail. The 20-year-old woman sustained serious back injuries after jumping into the St. Mary's River from a cliff along the trail. The MedFlight 1 crew consisted of a Virginia State Police trooper pilot and four Chesterfield County flight paramedics. The crew took her to UVA Health in Charlottesville. The man who abducted a University of Virginia student last October has been sentenced to serve at least 25 years in prison, WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
James Robert Allen, his wife, the victim, and her mother all spoke during Allen's sentencing hearing on Tuesday. Allen had previously pled guilty to abducting and maliciously wounding the UVA student. The student, identified by her initials, ES, told the court that Allen attacked her suddenly while she walked home, strangling her and saying, "I'm going to kill you," before she blacked out. She was eventually able to escape Allen's truck, and he was apprehended the next day. ES said she suffers from PTSD, severe anxiety, and depression because of the attack. Commonwealth attorney Joe Platania previously said in court that Allen fractured a bone in her neck and caused other injuries. ES said on Tuesday, quote, "I've never felt more in pain in my life." Allen's wife Jessica told the court he was a good father to her two older kids and the four children they had together. She described his abusive childhood and intermittent issues with alcohol, but said he'd always taken care of her. Platania questioned Jessica about James Allen's previous conviction for violently attacking a woman in Warrenton in 2008. She did not believe he had committed that crime. Platania said that when questioned by his probation officer in Charlottesville, Allen admitted he felt a sense of rage while committing the offense. Allen spoke briefly on Tuesday, saying, quote, "I truly am sorry for what I've done. I know that I've scarred the victim." But he asked for leniency to prove he could change. Chief Judge Claude V. Worrell noted that while Allen had a lengthy criminal history, the record indicated he had stopped committing crimes for about 15 years. However, when he chose to reoffend, the nature of this attack was not insignificant. He gave Allen 10 years in prison on the abduction charge and 20 years on the malicious wounding, with 5 suspended, for a total active sentence of 25 years. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
You'll find more information, including WMRA's previous investigation into Allen's criminal history, at WMRA.org and on the app. The Virginia Department of Health has lifted a do not drink advisory for residents of Eastern Orange County. Patrick Larson with VPM News reports.
Officials say there's no reason for the advisory, which was issued as a precautionary measure, to continue. A do not use notice was issued last Wednesday when some customers reported a petroleum-like smell in their tap water. Water from the Wilderness Water Treatment Plant has consistently met state and federal standards in laboratory testing since then. The unidentified odor has also dissipated from the plant. The state health department says residents can start using the water again and restaurants can reopen. Rapidan Service Authority officials say if residents still detect a smell in their water, they should go to rapidan.org for more information.
Patrick Larson reporting. As students return to college campuses across Virginia, some schools, including the University of Virginia, have unveiled new or updated policies around public protests and public expression. Also with VPM News, Megan Moore reports.
On Monday, one day before UVA students started the fall semester in Charlottesville, university officials announced they had updated some of their policies surrounding free speech and expression. Like Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, UVA is putting a mask ban in place. If people are wearing a face mask on university property, they may be asked by officials to show photo identification or a doctor's note. Under Virginia law, anybody 16 or older is prohibited from wearing a face covering to hide their identity. UVA officials are also updating policies around exterior posting and chalking, amplified sound on campus, and tent use. According to UVA Today, the policies, quote, make it easier for the school's community to exercise their First Amendment rights.
Megan Moore reporting. Well, WMRA has reported that demands for local food pantries are way up this year. But one newer organization is helping to fill the gap while prioritizing dignity in food distribution. And Randy has that story.
More than 30 people were waiting in line to enter a small building on the east side of Waynesboro last Thursday afternoon. Inside, volunteers stocked crates full of fresh produce, coolers of frozen meat, and shelves of dry goods.
And we can get one off of here.
The River City Breadbasket offers free food to Stanton, Augusta County, and Waynesboro residents and prides themselves on letting clients choose what they need, just like shopping at a grocery store.
What sets us apart and what we really wanted to do was do food distribution with dignity. So when people come in, they don't get a box. They get a shopping basket.
Adrienne Young is the executive director of the Food Pantry's parent organization, the LifeWorks Project.
It's a wide variety of things that people can get to choose from, and we never know on a given week what we're going to have.
Michael Markison, who lives in Verona, said he appreciates the client choice model. His family doesn't eat pork for religious and health reasons.
Well, times have been tough the last few years, so every little bit helps, and this place especially since it's client choice. And so I get things that people don't normally get, like turkey burgers, and here we have lamb chops or fish sticks.
The bread basket opened in October, and Young said they're serving more and more patrons. As WMRA previously reported, in the past year, the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank has seen a 30 to 50% increase in guest visits to partner agencies like this one.
We have just started doing a little over 100 people every week. Since we've opened to the end of June, that's the last time I ran hard numbers, we were serving about 837 unique families in this area. And so that culminates into over 9,000 tummies fed.
She said about 2,500 of those benefiting are children. That's who motivates volunteer Anna Waitch to come manage the meat coolers. She's originally from Nelson County, but now lives in Waynesboro.
But we have so many hungry in the community with small children. And I try to help all of them, especially when I know they're single mothers. They might have one income a month, and the children's father not paying child support. It's really hard on them. And like I say, my heart really goes out to them.
Adrienne Young and her husband, AJ, have lived in Waynesboro for more than 25 years. In addition to their day jobs, Adrienne is a case manager at the local community services board, and AJ works at the University of Virginia. They've been staples in the local organizing scene. They founded the Shenandoah Valley chapter of the Poor People's Campaign, which works on policy remedies to injustice and poverty. But Adrienne said that during the pandemic, they were inspired to do even more. They started delivering free food to apartment complexes, serving income-constrained and elderly residents.
But then, in 2023, when pandemic EBT went away, we started getting calls from families. And we discovered as a board that it would be better if the people could come to us.
So LifeWorks renovated a church building where they could set up a food pantry. They get items from the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank through a U.S. Department of Agriculture program and pick up donations from grocery stores. Local farmers and gardeners pitch in too.
We have wonderful partners in Project Grows, Jones Garden, and the Waynesboro Education Farm. We also have just neighbors who have too many tomatoes. And so they'll bring them here and want to share. You know what it's like? Stone soup.
Stone soup, that old folk tale in which a community makes a meal by each person pitching in one ingredient, is an apt metaphor, as board chair Larry Stopper can attest.
Today we have a bushel of peaches that apparently were brought in by somebody who has a peach tree that's just overflowing with peaches.
He said the location of the food pantry is important.
We need to be in this neighborhood. This is the food desert, so this is important that we be where we are. But we'd love to buy the building, we'd love to expand the building. Mm-hmm. But right now we're, you know, just on basic function mode.
The USDA no longer uses the term food desert, but it has designated this census tract on the east side of town as a low income and low access area. The U.S. Census Bureau lists it as a high poverty area, with almost a third of residents living below the federal poverty level. The closest grocery store to the food pantry is the Kroger store, 1.3 miles away. But if you don't have a car, that can be a difficult journey.
We saw a woman pushing a toddler in a stroller, and she was headed up to Kroger. And then when we were coming back, we saw her on her way back here, and the toddler was walking, and the groceries were in the stroller. And it just broke my heart to think this mommy has to cross four busy lanes of traffic to get back over here just to feed her family.
It's those mothers, fathers, children, siblings, and cousins that the breadbasket seeks to serve, above all else, with respect. For WMRE News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
To see photos of the River City Breadbasket and learn more, visit WMRA.org or the app. Governor Glenn Youngkin announced the statewide expansion of a fentanyl awareness program on Tuesday. Piloted in the Roanoke area earlier this year, the It Only Takes One campaign targeted parents with teens and asked them to have conversations with their kids about drug abuse.
That is a hugely important series of learnings, and the issue is so critical across the Commonwealth, it's time for us to go.
During the last budget cycle, the General Assembly gave Youngkin's administration $1 million to expand the program. Virginia's Department of Health data show a decrease in fentanyl-related deaths starting in 2022. According to the Centers for Disease Control, fentanyl deaths in the U.S. peaked last summer and have been declining slowly since then. Republicans plan to expand their poll watching this year, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Republicans have a goal of identifying 5,000 volunteers to serve as poll watchers for every precinct during all 45 days of voting. Virginia Republican Chairman Rich Anderson says he's already got about 4,000 toward the goal.
We have not yet got our 5,000. We're closing in on that. And so I feel very confident that we will, because energy on the Republican side is very high right now.
National Party Chairman Michael Whatley says volunteers are thoroughly trained about the mechanics of how poll watching should happen.
There's a time where they've got to check in, so we're going to go through that. There's a process of how many we can have in the room at any one time, and that's going to vary depending on the polling locations in the states. So it is really more about, if you see something that is outside the ordinary, how do you flag it, and how do you get those issues addressed?
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is working with the party on a tour Republicans are calling Protect the Vote.
We welcome the Democrats to be there with us and stand there with us to protect our election integrity throughout this country.
When asked about concerns that Republicans might try to block certification, Whatley says Republicans won't have any issues with certification if, he says, the election is free, accurate, secure, and transparent. I'm Michael Pope.
Earlier this month, Governor Youngkin said Virginians should be confident that their votes will be counted accurately and that the elections are fair. Well, finally today, the Virginia Department of Agriculture has launched its annual beehive lottery. WHRO's Catherine Hafner reports.
Honeybees are a key piece of Virginia's landscape. They pollinate over a third of the state's crops, like tomatoes and pumpkins. But bees are dying at alarming rates nationwide. Things to blame include pesticides, parasites, and habitat loss. Virginia's Beehive Distribution Program is meant to help jumpstart new colonies right in your backyard. Any adult resident can apply to win free hives, minus the bees. Winners just have to fill the equipment with a honeybee colony within a year.
Catherine Hafner reporting. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.